Schultz from Storage.io, and we're here at SMW 2012, the Fall Edition in Santa Clara. Hey, I'm here with Bruce Rave.
Hey, Greg.
Bruce, sometimes it's Bruce Rave, sometimes it's Bruce Raven. What's up?
It depends how festive you want to be.
Beautiful.
Here's the thing with Raven. People trip all over it. It's Ravid. People think I can't spell it. It should be Bruce David, right? So whenever I can, I just go with Bruce Rave.
There you go. And we also have a guest here, Wayne Adams.
With a very simple name. I'm here as the chairman of SNIA, another S&W. Looking forward to having some good dialogue here.
So, Wayne, how many S&Ws you've been at?
Not every one, but since 2002, I've been at every one, plus all the ones in Europe and Japan when we had them there, as well as China. So where am I going in a month?
In fact, I remember we had a conversation.
SMW China.
Wow. It was a few years back, but we actually met up in Frankfurt. I think we were both jet-lagged.
Yes, and then we had to have some beer and wine there, and we felt better real fast.
Exactly. And Bruce, you've been to quite a few S&Ws.
I was actually at something like the first 12 or 13, beginning with Seattle.
Oh, that was the first one.
Actually presented me with an award at number 10.
Oh, okay.
I was 10 for 10 at that point.
That's good. So your closet must be full of shirts that all say S&W by the year, by
the color.
I do.
You're exactly right.
We got a lot of loyal fans here wearing their S&W shirts around the floor. And the question always is will shirts ever come back?
Absolutely. I mean, backpacks, bags are nice, but shirts, especially if it's a nice polo shirt or a T-shirt, they last. They're great.
Times change and budgets change, though, right?
That's part of the story that we hear.
So over that time, you know, certainly S&W has changed. It's evolved. I mean, change is a good thing. If there's one constant, it is change. And certainly you've seen a lot of change over the years. And what are you seeing different with this particular installation, this version of S&W, Wayne?
Well, you know, some of the key elements of the show continue to evolve. So, you know, they said, what's changed? You know, years ago, we used to have the big interoperability lab, and it was all about getting the basic plumbing and fiber channel working. And now we evolved that whole program into the hands-on lab. And, you know, everyone thinks tape is dead, and you look at, three of the different sessions there, they're all based around tape and LTFS and archive to the cloud and with tape. So it's like it's a very strong showing for, you know, basic reapplication of tape.
You know, it's one of those things where there's this myth that tape is dead. And Bruce, you spend time in and around the media, the entertainment industry. How many of those are still, do you hear of people that still are using recording shows or videos on tape as opposed to disc?
Well, unless it's actually maybe some applications in a recording studio, I would say very little.
Okay.
Right, because a lot of it is, you know, it's all file-based and the files are on hard drives or they're on flash drives, whatever.
Yeah, but the big files are going out on tape, and you know, there's a standard delinear tape file system, LTFS, and that's a new technical work activity that's just moved into SNIA.
An entire album, an entire show, for example, could be.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
In fact, one of the roles talking with some of the studios is they may record digitally, but to transport the media, whether it's the dailies or the shows, to get them from site A to site B, they have to put them on tape because the networks aren't big enough or fast enough.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's part of one of these things. But I had to chuckle is you've got a tape library, and there's some confusion. Is it Robbie the robot or Roberta the robot?
Is there a unisex one?
That's a scene. No comment. You know, Wayne, one of the things that you see around these S&Ws is there's the hands-on labs, there's the interoperability labs, there's the expos, there's the sessions, the briefings. I saw you're in doing briefings today, stuff like that. But when you come out and you've got the exhibits, things like that, but then you've got what's going on, like what we hear in the background is the networking, the conversations. How are you finding that?
Well, it's, as always, it's very strong, and I find that a lot of people, they don't see each other between 6 months, and then this is old catch-up time and see what people are doing. Sometimes you find out your best friend changed companies, or you find out that someone's got a promotion, someone's got a new product out. And so the networking is probably about two-thirds of what the value is here. So you get all this real structured content that's rock solid and deep all through the day, but then it's like, well, how do you really understand it, and what's your friends thinking about it? Some people travel with their coworkers here. They're working on a project together, and so this networking is strong. I see it all day long, too, so people that have to opt out of a session, they're sitting down, two people on a couch or on a bench, and they're conversing. And so a lot of the events also structured around meet and greet type of activity. So within the next 15 minutes, they'll be opening up the patio, inviting everyone from the event to come and meet and greet.
Bruce, you've been to a lot of these events, and we've talked over the years about the value. That's really how we got to know each other more, was just in the networking. And Wayne, you mentioned the meet and greet. Part of it is greeting people you've met before.
Right.
But meeting new people. Do you find yourself meeting lots of new people at these events?
All the time. In the formal sense, it only goes so far. And most people that have been around the event many years will say, hey, Wayne, is there a Wayne's World going on here? And it's like, yes, it's a suite 1425, 9 o'clock thereafter, Monday through Friday, is the place to be this time. And so we ask all the hardworking volunteers of S&WC to come up and enjoy a very relaxed setting, and I'm meeting lots of people there. So I'll meet analysts and users there, new volunteers from companies. Many times I'm meeting people from my own employer for the first time, and I'm meeting them at S&W. I'm not meeting them on my company's campus headquarters.
So like a lot of other people that are here, Wayne, they have real jobs, and you're doing the SNEA work as part of your job, but also as another effort.
Yeah, well, my job for my company is working with intellectual property, and it's managing the resources that we do on the inside and the outside, and so taking on leadership roles for an organization to make sure it has a sound infrastructure that the engineers can get their work done, and the technical work groups is one of my fortes that I bring to the industry.
Cool. So what do you do? Is that your full time? Is that all you do 24 hours a day is SNEA, or what else is going on?
Well, I'm involved in a couple other industry associations. I'm involved with the DMTF and the W3C, and then the Linux Foundation as well. And then there's work that I have to do on the inside of my employer to prep that bridge between these different work groups. So that is my job, is working with lawyers, looking over IP agreements, looking at new technical work efforts, and matching that to our engineering needs for our next generation product. So that's my job. Sounds interesting. Then you fly everywhere, and then we meet and greet, and then throw Wayne's World in there.
Then you throw Wayne's World in there.
How do you find, I've never been to an SNW overseas.
Okay.
How does a China show or a Frankfurt show, how do they differ from what we get in the U.S.?
So the S&W here in the States is sort of like what I call the master model. And we talked briefly about some of the major elements. And so the leaders from the event producer and the SNEA side, they'll come to this event, and then they'll decide what are the best pieces that they want to take over to their event. So in China, it's run in a big city urban setting, and it's typically a two-day event, and then you have main stage speakers and you have breakout sessions. You'll see the same SNEA tutorials, but they're in local language that are being done, and there's SNEA volunteers that will take the material here and translate that. There's hands-on labs that are there. Last year, Mark Carlson ran a hands-on lab for developers on how to work with the CDMI kit. There was a space in the convention center from the having a closed room, so they set it up right in the main foyer, and so we had like a classroom setting of 50 chairs out there, and it was sort of like a classroom in a fishbowl, because everyone was like curious, like, what are these engineers doing, learning how to unzip a tar file and then do an installation and then run some basic commands on that set. So it's interesting. So a lot of places, like when I'm in China and Japan, there's a dual translation is for the main stage, and so you do have an international audience there. So obviously, I only speak English, and not the best English or the Queen's English, but there's always someone there translating. So most people have headsets on, and you got to slow down your pace. But then, as courtesy for me, as like visitors and a few other to contingent, they'll translate for the Chinese speakers into English, and so we can follow it. So you can look at the slides, and you can see enough acronyms there, but you still don't have context. So you gotta.
I would guess if you're talking about a show in Germany, for example, that you can pretty much keep it in English and everybody pretty much understands English throughout Europe, right?
Well, SNIA's actually taken it to a level of localization that I'd say like 85% of the show's all English, but if you wanted a session in German or French, they have the speakers there to deliver that in that language, if
great.
That's what they have. So even though like technology provides this upward mobility for people to go from maybe bridge economic classes of where they're at, not everyone's like benefited out of a dual language training that we expect from an American standpoint when we get those geographies. So you end up dealing with a lot of technical people that only have their native language, and so there's a lot of work to bridge that.
Mm. So Wayne, yeah. We're here in Santa Clara. We've got an event tomorrow night. Something about the beer garden.
Yep.
Is that like the warm-up for where we're going to be in 2 weeks when we're in Frankfurt? Where have you been practicing your German? Ein Bier bitte?
Nein.
Bitte schön.
Sehr gut. Sehr gut.
Peter Shaw.
So, Wayne, you get to travel around. It sounds like a really fun, fun lifestyle. Of all the different venues, whether U.S. or Germany or China, whatever it happens to be, where's the best food?
Oh, the best food. usually when we get someplace close for seafood, so I have a wide palate, so I find that in China and Beijing, you end up having some pretty great tasting food there. So if you're into Asian food, you can have some pretty interesting.
Oh, you gotta
things.
Have the when you're there. You gotta have the Peking duck.
Yeah, so that comes out with a registered card.
Yep.
It's tracked from birth until it's presented to the whoever's going to eat the duck, and they're all barcoded ducks, so they track the poultry through that whole process.
Mm.
So it's a very high class process. And same way that we would look at like prime A rib or so, or like a fillet is how it's treated. The duck is that equivalent there.
It's like in Singapore, you go to Jumbo Seafood Center, pepper crab.
Yeah.
Yep. All these different places around the world. Hey, we've got to wrap up here, but Wayne, it's been great. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. You're busy, so we really appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to stop in. Bruce?
Always a pleasure.
So,
and good
again,
to meet you, Wayne.
Yes,
we haven't
good.
Met before,
fact,
so this is...
You know, there's right. a good point is about the networking. You know, we talked about that role, but just real quickly, is proof is that these events, you both have been at many, many of these, and just proof, you can come here and still meet somebody new. Again, that goes back to that meet and that greet.
It's there, and there's a lot of business cards. And then now with the new social media, with hashtags and podcasts, it keeps us running... all between the events.
So there you go. Again, thank you very much, Wayne, Bruce. Again, this is Greg Schultz from Storage IL from SNW Santa Clara. Okay, enough said.